You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Welcome in at 3:05. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class. We start a brand new week here as we get closer and closer to the midpoint of the month of May. Great to have you aboard from the Econ Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join me here in a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass, and the most important component, you, our listener out there. Thank you for tuning us in today, whether it's on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports. A little to discuss on this Monday. We will explain that coming up in just a little bit. We will also make somebody very happy, one of our three finalists for the four general admission tickets to the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500, which comes up in 13 days. And we'll give you an opportunity, one of those folks an opportunity, to attend the greatest spectacle in racing. We will do that before 4 o'clock here today. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well, if you'd like to pick up the phone and talk with us. Love to hear from you. That is 319-366-1600. How was your weekend, Isaac? Good one?
Yes, it was good. A lot of tired nights. I stayed up on Friday night to watch to see the auroras, which was fun. You got to see a little bit of it, or you could see it easier through the camera and stuff like that.
That's what I heard. That's what I was told.
It was still really cool to see. And we went out into the country, so as it got later on, we could kind of see it with our naked eye a little bit, but you could definitely see it clearer on the phones. And then obviously there was some stuff going on in Turkey that we'll talk about later there. That I did not stay up because I was up till like 1 a.m. So I didn't stay. I thought about just staying up for another hour and just like, I'll make it. I was like, I should probably sleep because I got up at, 4 o'clock for Todd's show on Friday. And, but yeah, it was a good weekend. Fun. Lots of things to discuss, I guess. A lot of action packed stuff there.
A lot of a little here today. And it's one of those days as Mark joins me from the southwest side on this Monday. How you doing?
Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, everyone. And didn't much get into the Northern Lights, but did have a good weekend. And as we start the week, it's opening day.
That's right. Yeah. You kind of have a spring in your step if you were a baseball fan around these parts, because state of Iowa, the only state in the union that still plays summer baseball, it is the first day of competition for high school baseball today around the state of Iowa. And with that in mind, Mark, there is obviously rain out there that hopefully most of the games will dodge. I'm not going to make any promises.
Yeah, that's the drawback early in the season, definitely with the season that Iowa has. But as we progressively move toward the season, it's going to get better and better. And I don't want to go on about this, but the one thing I do miss is the Bob Verbacek tournament.
I was just going to say that. Usually this is the week and maybe this is why it's raining, because there seemingly always was rain Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of the Metro Baseball Tournament. And I guess somewhere up there, Bob is looking down and saying, yep, it's going to rain again on some people out there. But miss Verb, and what a great guy he was for the Eastern Iowa landscape as far as high school athletics, especially baseball, is concerned.
No doubt. We've talked about it many times. And good luck to all the teams out there. Track's going to conclude this week. Softball's going to get underway in earnest. And we just turn the page, right?
Right. Speaking of track, state track, the co-ed meet starting up on Thursday, which means we are going to talk about that with Jeff Linder of the Gazette. We will do that on Wednesday of this week, and also talk about, I'm sure, the debut, official debut of Caitlin Clark and Kate Martin. As far as the WNBA is concerned, that is tomorrow evening. And we will talk a little bit about the upcoming softball season as well. So a lot of things to discuss with Jeff, and we will do that coming up on the Wednesday edition of the program. Kyle Huseman's going to join us coming up tomorrow. We will talk about Iowa baseball and what their prospects look like. Hawkeyes are in the Big Ten baseball tournament. Not exactly sure which seed they are going to have. Lost 2 out of 3 in Champaign over the weekend to the Illinois Fighting Illini. Iowa more than likely is going to have to win the Big Ten tournament to get into a regional situation. Not going to say that's 100% for sure, but the way all of the bracketology for baseball is breaking down, unfortunately, Big Ten not really thought of too highly this year. I think I saw mainly two teams. There are a couple of bracketologies out there with three Big Ten teams. Never know. Never know how it plays out. And when you've got the three arms that Iowa has, if they're healthy and ready to go, you never know. You never know how it all plays out. You got to win that first one, but we'll talk with Kyle Huseman about that tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to – Iowa's going to have effective pitching. And by the way, tomorrow's game, non-conference game against Illinois Chicago, has been canceled because of impending weather, or anticipated weather anyway. The Hawks will most of the teams in the Big Ten have conference games remaining, but Iowa will have non-conference games over in Des Moines later in the week.
Yep, they're going to play over there at Principal Park. Is it still called Principal Park? I think it is. It's Sec Taylor Stadium in my eyes. But they will play a non-conference. Iowa has the bye in the Big Ten coming up this weekend. 312-319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. Couple news and notes before we get too far into the program today. Officially, we will have the NFL football schedule on Wednesday. I believe, 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever the case may be. It was supposed to be last Thursday. They've actually pushed it back a little. Maybe there's, maybe they're trying to figure out a non-green color wearing team to go to Brazil for that Friday night opener. Doesn't sound like that is the case, but we'll get leaks over the next couple days, the next 48 hours, Mark. First leak came out today, which wasn't a leak. It was actually an announcement on one of the network morning shows today. The opener on September the 5th, which just happens to be someone's birthday in this studio. What better birthday present than to have the two-time world champion Kansas City Chiefs, two-time defending world champion Kansas City Chiefs, open the NFL season against the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson against Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people anticipated that would be the opener, and it has come to fruition.
Yeah, I guess not a lot of news there. The bigger news will be on Wednesday with the NFL schedules, but this is almost tradition to have a championship game or a Super Bowl our rematch in that first week, and that's what we've got.
Yeah, and should be a fun game. The three candidates were the Ravens, the Texans, and the Buccaneers, the way it sounded. And I think nothing against the Houston Texans, nothing against them at all, but I think this is the matchup I think a lot of people wanted to see, and that is the one that we are going to get on Thursday night, September the 5th, one night after Bowling Night in America, I believe, gets underway, Mark.
Yeah.
Or is it the next week? I'd have to look. I'm going to look right now. Labor Day weekend, when is that? And
it's not important in May, Scott. It really isn't.
No, it's next week. I apologize to everyone out there. No, I am right. I am right. Okay, Labor Day is early this year. 319-366-1600. There you go. There's your calendar update on the day. Let's get to this. Congratulations going out to former Hawkeye wrestler Spencer Lee as he is into the Paris Olympics. Unfortunately, it was a very late night slash early morning match, and Spencer took care of business. Probably since it was late night, we didn't get exactly the amount of coverage or publicity that it probably should have gotten. But nonetheless, Spencer Lee is going to be representing the United States coming up in Paris, France for the Olympics. Pretty heady stuff.
Well, when there's so many inches and minutes devoted to Caitlin Clark, where is there room for an Olympian from Iowa? I'm kind of being facetious there a little bit, but, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of coverage or talk about Spencer Lee, the 20th Hawkeye to represent the program at the Olympics. And the way in which he did it, I mean, I made the effort to go out there and watch video from USA Wrestling and other people. But, you know, aside from the wrestling niches, there hasn't been a whole lot out there. And but, I mean, aside from a 10-9 victory over the Chinese wrestler, in which he trailed, Lee trailed 6-1, he spent all of a minute and 23 seconds on the mat in his other three competitions over there. He went 4-0. Leg laces are huge in freestyle wrestling, and that's what Spencer Lee did on for the most part, just getting turn after turn after turn. And Mark Ironside told me during the U.S. Olympic wrestling trials that Spencer Lee enjoys freestyle so much more than folk style, and he's obviously put a lot of energy into it, and he's off to Paris. And the thing about it is, Turkey is where this competition was held is 8 hours ahead of us, and France, the Olympics being in Paris, is 7 hours ahead. So, you know, in order to get Spencer Lee live at the Olympics, we very well could be talking about, you know, outlet streaming, Twitter feeds in the middle of the night. You're not going to get much live action, I don't think.
No, and they're not going to move. They're not moving wrestling, unfortunately, into the primetime viewing platform as far as the many different platforms that NBC is going to have. And, yeah, it was up until the final bout, it was a dominating performance by Spencer Lee. And it's good to see him out there relatively healthy. That's the first thing. The flow for Spencer, much better, I thought, anyway, watching those matches. Isaac, you've watched wrestling all throughout the year, covering it for the Hawkeyes and down in the University of Iowa. I thought he looked better than he has done probably since maybe, what, sophomore, junior year. In my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, I think that's certainly fair. And he just gets, the further removed he is from leg injuries and the healthier he gets, the more dominant he looks. He also looks really, I don't know how to describe it, like focused or just, I think the second match was kind of a, I don't know how to put it other than like wake up call, I suppose is the best way I can say, where I haven't really ever seen Spencer Lee get out-muscled like that, I guess, when he was taken down a couple of times by that Chinese wrestler. And then after that match, right, he was singularly focused, like, I'm not going to let that happen again. I'm going to get these matches done and done early. And he certainly showed that. And he, again, he looks, the flexibility, the leg flexibility is really big for him. And his legs look great right now as far as being healthy and wrestling. So he's probably at the top of his game right now, especially in freestyle. It's the best freestyle I've ever seen him perform.
And as Mark mentioned, he does not make it a secret. He likes that much better than folk style. So maybe this is the cup of tea, and maybe Iowa, a former Hawkeye, will get another gold medal in Paris. Still a lot of work left to go, for sure. But
He looks good. I think he looks good at this point. I think he looks good. Thoughts, 319-366-1600. If you stayed up and watched Spencer Lee or watched it as I did on video, I'm sorry. I did not stay up to watch the matches. So does that not make me a good fan?
No, I didn't stay up. And I know Loretta.
I know Mark didn't stay up.
I know Loretta. I talked to her. She said she wasn't going to stay up.
Loretta
either.
Didn't stay up? No. Well, then I feel better.
Yeah, she's a big wrestling fan, too.
I feel much better. If you stayed up, let us know at 319-366-1600. So we will have a little bit of Iowa representation as far as the Olympics is concerned, which is good to have. As May, let's see, they are only a couple months away from the Paris Olympics getting underway. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun to keep track of that and other things going on in Paris. Westwood One's going to have plenty of coverage of updates throughout the Olympic Games over in Paris, and we will have those from Westwood One. Coming up on 3:22 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Plenty more to get to from the weekend in sports. As we will talk about golf over the weekend, Rory yesterday making a statement. Yes, it is horses for courses, and Rory gets his fourth win at Quail Hollow. But the way he did it was pretty awe-inspiring. We will talk about that coming up here in just a little bit, and we will also talk about the other things going on in the world of sports. And we will also talk a little bit about Caitlin Clark's debut officially tomorrow night as far as the WNBA is concerned. I'm going to make an audible right now. I'm going to make an audible here, Isaac. Why don't we go ahead at this time? I'm going to have you come in, and we are going to have our drawing right now for the four general admission tickets to the Indianapolis 500. So let's get to that before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And we will have that with Mark coming up in just a little bit. But want to make somebody very, very happy as we are going to put the three. You've got the, I'm going to get the microphone there for you. And we've got the three names in the official 1600 ESPN hat that you're holding.
Yes, they are. It's all very official. I'm sure people would be very impressed with the work we have going on over here.
They would be so impressed with the production quality that we have right here. Mark is missing out on this.
Yeah, it's a real spectacle in here.
I can only imagine.
I know. So who are the three names we have in there?
So we have Kevin, Matt, and Steve. I believe Kevin was from Wednesday, Matt was Friday, and then Steve was Thursday when I was gone.
So. Okay, very good. And we've got those three names in the official hat. We are going to pluck one out of there, and we will get a hold of you. Whomever gets called, we will get a hold of that particular person, and they will be lucky enough to get four general admission tickets to the Indy 500, and you'll have a week and a half to make your plans if you want to get there the night before. Which I highly recommend. You can find a place, et cetera, et cetera. But we have the tickets. We have the tickets. And, yeah, without further ado, all right, this is going to be Isaac picking out our winner. So here we go. He's got the name. He is taking a look at it right now. You want a drum roll?
It's going to be Steve. Congratulations, Steve. I will call you in just a couple seconds here, and awesome. We'll get some more info and get you all set up.
Great.
Thank you to the other two, though, for calling in and competing, and I'm sure we'll do it again next year. And, yeah, thanks to everyone for trying.
You bet. And, Steve, congratulations. Isaac is going to get a hold of you coming up in just a couple of minutes. So, he will be on his way to the Indy 500 coming up a week from Sunday. Congrats to Steve, says Matt in Fairfax. 319-366-1600. Want to remind you as well that the Todd Brommel Camp show at 6:30 each weekday morning this week has tickets to see the comedian Nate Bargatze, known as the nicest man in stand-up. And he is going to be playing Can You Pass the Bar Exam Trivia all this week. And that show is going to be Thursday night, June the 13th at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. So Todd will have your tickets for beginning earlier on today and throughout this week, beginning at 6:30 until 9 on his program in the mornings. And don't forget, Spencer on Sports follows us. We've got NBA the rest of the week for you. We got the PGA Championship this weekend. We are full of sports coming your way right here on KGYM. With that in mind, Mark, we're going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by our good friends at Emil's Hideaway. They are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot. They are a fully stocked bar and a family-friendly dining room, plus catering, online ordering with curbside pickup and delivery. They are open Monday through Saturday from 4 through 11, and check them out online. All their terrific food right there available for you at emilshideaway.com. What do we got today?
Mount Mercy's baseball team involved in the Lincoln, Nebraska regional. As we speak, the Mustangs are on the diamond against St. Francis of Illinois. We've gone to the bottom of the sixth, and Mount Mercy leads 7-3 in pool play. Iowa's gymnastics coach Larissa Libby has resigned after an investigation into quote-unquote team culture. And finally, Nelly Korda is mortal. Her run of LPGA championships has ended at 5. Rose Zhang won the Cognizant Classic over the weekend. And Quarterfish finished 17 strokes behind.
Yeah, but she was top 10, though.
Seventh.
Those two, Rose Zhang and then one other golfer, just literally ran away from the field.
Madeline Sagstrom, yeah.
Yeah, and Rose gets another victory. I believe her second as far as the LPGA Tour is concerned. Nelly had a great run. You cannot deny that, winning 5 in a row, but took a week off, went to the Met Gala, did other things, and, hey, 5's pretty darn good. Or was it 4 or 5, Mark?
It was 5. She's gone. She had tied the record previously set, and she was going for the all-time record. Didn't happen.
But a good finish as she gets 7th. In that particular field. 319-366-1600. It is 3:28. So we're going to step aside, take a break, come back, talk a little golf with you, talk about Caitlin Clark's debut coming up tomorrow night, other things as far as the WNBA is concerned. So stay with us. More to come. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Love to hear from you on the text line at 319-366-1600. Might get a little baseball talk in as well. Back with more of the Gym Class right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we'll have showers on and off as we head through the day today. Temperatures will be held to the upper 60s. And then as we head into tonight, some light rain will persist. We'll drop down to a low around 50. There may be some light showers lingering tomorrow morning. And depending on how long that rain lingers, will determine the temperatures. It could be held into the 60s in some spots. Then clouds will gradually start to clear as we dry out. And we'll have some sunshine late Tuesday as well as Wednesday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
The world has faced a lot of challenges since the 1940s, when Willa Dickens walked in the door of Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. And over the decades, as his business and family grew, he realized that jewelry is more than mere metals and stones. It's a message, one that's lasting and meaningful. It can be something you say to yourself, like cheery, colorful gemstones that tell you beautiful days are ahead. Or a diamond that says, you are stronger than you know. Jewelry from Hertine & Stocker can also offer a special message to someone else, conveying sentiments like, I love you, I appreciate your friendship, or I can't wait until we see each other again. It's a beautiful statement you make to yourself or the people who are important in your life, especially now. So stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them's always there.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to PaintByNote.com.
What will you write in that email? The one admitting you've been hacked. Today, your clients trust you. You still have time. So call Network Computer Solutions for a network security scan. This highly specialized process detects security gaps in your network, and NCS provides recommendations to close them. Do everything you can today so your business never has to write that email. Call NCS for a network security scan at 319-247-7223.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Just in time for grilling season, 1600 ESPN is giving you the chance to fill your freezer full of meat with our Meet and Greet contest. Today's winning code word is flavor. F-L-A-V-O-R, flavor. Enter that right now at kgymradio.com for a chance to win $500 in meat. Plus, you'll also be entered for a chance at $5,000 as part of a national giveaway. Again, enter the word flavor right now at kgymradio.com for a chance to win.
Back with you at 3:32 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 ESPN, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. And whatever we had planned right now, Mark, is taking a back seat to the news that has just come out of Iowa City. Have you had a chance to take a look at that yet?
I haven't delved into it. I've seen the notice that has been put out there by Iowa women's basketball on Twitter. Lisa Bluter, legendary head coach, is resigning. Check that. She is retiring. No further details right now, but I'm sure it will. I don't know whether it's immediate, whether it's the end of next season, what have you, but we're going to dig for more.
Yeah, just taking a look at the release right now. It's coming from Bailey Turner, who is the media representative as far as women's basketball for the University of Iowa, and it is a letter from Lisa Bluter to basically the University of Iowa and the many fans of the Hawkeyes. It says, it starts off, "Dear Hawkeye Nation, it is with a range of emotions that I share with you today that I have decided to step down from leading the Iowa women's basketball team after 24 memorable years." She informed President Wilson and Beth Goetz of my decision. "I'm grateful for their unwavering support and offered them my assistance in any manner in the future." Going on with what Lisa wrote, says, "After the season ended, I spent time with our student athletes and coaches reviewing the season and preparing those moving on for what comes next." So obviously they knew this was coming before it was announced. So maybe the best kept secret in Iowa City. After then, she took some time away with my husband, David. It became clear to me that I am ready to step aside. There is never an ideal time to retire, and I am sure this fall that I will miss the games, the practices, the road trips, the atmosphere, the tremendous fans, and most importantly, the players." That from Iowa women's coach, Lisa Bluter. and goes on to thank all kinds of people, past presidents, et cetera, et cetera. Jan Jensen and Jenny Fitzgerald and the fans. She ends the letter with, "It is my hope that now with more time and energy, I can be an asset to our basketball program and this athletics department in any way that I am able. With love and gratitude, Lisa." So that was the gist of the letter that Lisa Bluter has sent out now. Again, Lisa Bluter has retired from the head post, head basketball coach for the Iowa women. 319-366-1600. As, yeah, I'm shocked, I got to say, Mark. How about you?
I would say I'm surprised. Just absorbing things right now. Lisa Bluter could not go out on much of a higher note. Iowa may never be at a higher height, should we say, than it has been the last 2 years. She's enjoyed enormous success. We don't need to go over all the statistics, but I guess at the end of the day, you sit back and say, man, 24 years, I've had a good run, and this has been a lot of fun the last 2 years. National runner-up 2 years in a row. Not many programs can say that. And now it'll take about 5 minutes to start talking about successors and whether that'll be Jan Jensen's job or whomever. But again, folks, this is just coming down in the last few minutes.
Yeah, in the last couple of minutes or so. And 8699 on the text line, wow. They just brought in some great kids. Would love to see them keep them. Well, that's the other thing. Now, obviously, Mark, just reading between the lines of the letter, and you guys correct me if you think I'm wrong here, but to me, this sounds like this was something, a decision that the players knew that was coming. And obviously, the players knew it was coming. The recruits had to know this was coming. I don't anticipate any of the recruits leaving, but I guess in this day and age, you can't say that as that is a 100% certainty.
That's a guess, and I would concur with you. I don't. The only thing about this that is sudden, I think, is the announcement coming out. You don't make this decision within a couple hours, and as you describe in her letter, taking some time off with her husband, and I'm sure, yeah, I agree, visiting with current players and incoming recruits, telling them what's possible, who's going to lead the program, or who they hope to lead the program. And beyond that, this is the new athletic director's first big hire. I mean, we've talked about it many times. Would it be Kirk Ferentz? Would it be Lisa Bluter? Would it be Tom Brands? Whoever it may be, but first big move for the new AD.
Yep, Beth Getz's first big assignment coming up right now. 319-366-1600. A lot of people commenting on the text line about possible success. Listen. If she wants it, there is absolutely no doubt that this is Jan Jensen's job now. I mean, I cannot see a scenario where if she wants to be moving into the head coaching position that it's not Jan's. And it's not a swipe at Jenny Fitzgerald or anybody else down the line. I think Jenny would move into Jan's spot and just kind of go up the hierarchy a little bit. But we'll see. Does Jan go out and ride off into the sunset alongside Lisa? I don't know. Nothing about that as far as the letter from the University of Iowa and from Lisa Bluter today. So to me, it's a no-brainer. It's Jan Jensen's job if she wants it.
I guess that's a natural reaction. And I don't know what Jan Jensen's aspirations really are. She's been such a long time and loyal assistant. Has she ever had a head coaching job? I don't know. I don't remember anyway, but that's maybe immaterial how close she has been to the Iowa program, developing players, especially post players and whatnot. That's the assumption you jump to, I think. I'm sure Beth Getz has known this about this for a period of time as well. It's not news to her today. So maybe the Ducks are already in a row in that regard.
There's going to be apparently a 4 p.m. news conference in Iowa City. Isaac, make a note of that, 4 p.m. news conference. So much more on this with Spencer on Spencer on Sports from 4 until 6. But again, if you have just tuned in, Lisa Bluder announcing her retirement as the head women's basketball coach of the University of Iowa. A lot of people weighing in on who should be the successor. And I'd say 75% of the people saying Jan Jensen. Others saying the former Jenny Lillis, Jenny Baranchik, who is at Oklahoma now. I think, obviously, if Jan Jensen does not want it, I think she is number one. Brenda Freeze, maybe. A couple people saying Brenda Freeze on the text line, the Cedar Rapidian and University of Maryland coach. I don't know. We'll see. And you got to find out exactly what's going to happen, I think, with Jan and Jenny first and see exactly what their plans are and then go from there.
Yeah, I think that's right. Some interesting names being thrown out there. Brancic has done a terrific job at Oklahoma, and I don't know about that situation. I'd really be surprised if Brenda Freeze pulled up stakes at Maryland and came to Iowa, but I never say never, right?
Never say never.
Yeah, it probably does start with Jan Jensen and go from there.
319-366-1600 as everyone's still trying to take in the news about Lisa Bluder and her retirement as the head women's basketball coach of the University of Iowa. No, 8220 will not be Kate Martin. Not yet. Kate's got other things going on this week because it sounds like she has made the Las Vegas Aces along with Megan Gustafson and Kia Stokes. And no, it will not be Kim Mulkey. I can guarantee you it will not be Kim Mulkey, as we've had about three people text in with that. You like take a look at Lisa Bluder's career, Mark, and she obviously is going to go down as one of the most successful coaches you would imagine at the University of Iowa, no matter if it's a men's sport or a women's sport. Just what she has accomplished, getting to two national championship games, all the NCAA tournaments, Big Ten tournament championships, Big Ten regular season championships, what she has done prior to that at Drake, what she did prior to that at St. Ambrose, and just it's a litany of just fantastic work that she has put out there.
From a recruiting standpoint to on-the-floor production, there's no question about it. And this is a call. I was just sitting here thinking how many coaches are in any sport are really universally loved or close to it. I think that's Lisa Bluder. She cultivated an Iowa fan base largely due to this past senior class that included Caitlin Clark. But, you know, not so long ago, the curtain was closed on one end of Carver Hawkeye Arena because the fans weren't showing up, despite the fact there were some pretty good teams. And listen, Vivian Stringer had her run as well. Some very memorable days, the 20,000 fan day against Ohio State and whatnot. There have been other Final Fours, but back-to-back national championships and the recruiting class apparently now coming in that Bluder has helped attract. I don't know if there's a bad word you can say about Lisa Bluder.
319-366-1600. Lisa is 63 years old. Obviously, a local graduate of Linmar, St. Ambrose, Drake, and the University of Iowa. And who knows, maybe there will be an announcement during the news conference, Mark, as far as a new coach is concerned. You got to keep that avenue open, I think.
Yeah, we'll find out very soon. And again, the news is hitting us and you out there pretty suddenly. During the break, the post came out, and the news release was read by Scott, and Lisa Bluder retiring. And we've tried to go over our analysis as much as we could in a short period of time, but I don't think my opinion is going to change.
6056 says hopefully the Big Ten will hire her. My first inclination is that she is going to probably, as with most very successful coaches in an athletic department, they like to stick around as far as a consulting position is concerned, or at least a consultant. Also, as far as a fundraiser is concerned, and Mark, you know how important fundraising is, and you just quadruple that to the nth degree right now in this period of NIL and transfer portals and the like. We just had over the weekend the first that we know of $2 million, let that sink in, $2 million NIL signing by the University of Washington men's basketball team. You're going to need these people around your athletic program to help keep it at the top and, line the coffers a little bit. 0835, sad and surprised, Bluder retired but not shocked, going out on a high note. Took the women's team to levels that most didn't imagine. She was a class act and a great leader for women's basketball. Definitely will miss seeing her on the sideline. I think that's very well put.
Yeah, and the release said retirement, right?
Correct.
Not resigning to take another job or what have you, although one may come down the line. But this is Lisa Bluder's retirement, at least as the Iowa women's basketball coach. And I really can't imagine her anywhere else besides Iowa.
Do the players that transferred in change their minds now? Asked 6936. Like I said earlier on, about 5 minutes, 10 minutes ago, you cannot say for certainty in this day and age that any recruit or any transfer is going to stick around, or they could possibly change their minds, because, you know, that's just the situation we have right now. I do believe everybody that came in knew exactly what was going to happen, from just the tone of Lisa Bluder's letter that was sent out there. 319-366-1600, 5713 says build the statue. There are going to be a lot of statues outside Carver-Hawkeye Arena soon.
Yeah, and I think if Jan Jensen decides to go, I think Jenny Fitzgerald will as well. They have a personal relationship, and, I think that's a package right there, so to speak. And, it'll be interesting to hear what's going to be said here in the next day or so.
Yeah, in the next 10 minutes or so at that news conference.
10 minutes, yeah.
That's going to be coming up. So, again, in case you missed it, Lisa Bluder retiring as women's basketball coach after 24 years at the University of Iowa. Prior to that, spent time in Des Moines at Drake in the Missouri Valley. Before that, over in the Quad Cities with St. Ambrose, where she made a name for herself in the coaching ranks. Let's go to the phones before we hit a break here. Troy in Muscatine County joining us on this little bit of a shocking and surprising Monday in eastern Iowa. How you doing, Troy?
great, guys. Thank you for breaking the news. No other place to hear it but from you, and a great source. You know, what a run they had and what a pressure cooker they had for the past 2 years. What a great way to go out for Coach Bluder. Like to get your reaction to that, and I think Jenny Bronchick's going to be on the top of the list of possible candidates. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it. Mark, I'll let you go.
Well, thank you, Troy. I appreciate that. And I think we said, Scott and I both said, I think Jan Jensen is the first and obvious pick. Should she want it, and should Beth Getz want to select her? Beyond that, of course, Brancic, former Jenny Lillis, would be someone you wouldn't want to go after. There are others as well. We'll see how this plays out. And Troy, yeah, we've said there's no better way for Lisa Bluder to go out than back-to-back national championships. And another additional thought I've had is Lisa one of those coaches who are not really fond of NIL? And maybe that was a factor in her decision.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. Again, we're going to find out here shortly.
319-366-1600. As Lisa Bluder has retired as University of Iowa women's basketball coach after many great campaigns. 3:51, and going to take a break. Want to let you know about your neighborhood Quick Star, and they've got some great savings going on right now that you can take advantage of. They've got Kitchen Cravings Parfaits, strawberry and mixed berry, a limit of two. They are just $1.99. Also, Quickery Cheese Mountain Pizza, assorted varieties. You can get a thin crust pizza for $6.99, traditional crust for $9.99, or their terrific cinnamon sensation. Four count right now for $3.99. And for a dessert at any time, you can even have your dessert first. Nature's Touch ice cream. They've got 1 gallon pails of vanilla or chocolate ice cream fresh from the Quick Trip Dairy in La Crosse, Wisconsin. They have the 1 gallon pails of vanilla or chocolate for $4.99. Please limit two. In fact, stopping by the other day, they had to go in the back and retrieve some for one of the great customers. That's the great service you are going to get at your neighborhood Quick Star.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness, but money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back with you here at 3:53. Again, the breaking news coming out of Iowa City. Lisa Bluder, Iowa women's basketball coach, retiring effective today, and her great career, 24-year career at the University of Iowa, apparently as the head coach anyway, has come to a conclusion. 319-366-1600. As we've been discussing this, possible candidates to replace Lisa Bluder. Hello, Isaac.
They just hired Jan Jensen, or announced on Twitter that Jan Jensen was hired.
Well, that didn't take long. All right. So now the speculation begins. Did Lisa do this to give Jan an opportunity to become a head women's basketball coach? Jan was one of the finalists for the directorship of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union as well. And I think a lot of dominoes have fallen into place, Mark, to allow Jan to take over.
Yeah, I don't know that that was a big part of Lisa Bluer's decision to open the door for Jan Jensen. Thank you, Isaac, for that news. Eliminates many techs, I guess, for possible successors. And actually, I'm certainly stay tuned for Spencer on sports. Spencer's going to have a whole lot to follow up on this story. I'm watching the 2016 Iowa-Michigan football game and anticipation of maybe the Big Ten Network hearing the news conference live. So definitely stay with us. Spencer will have a whole lot more.
Yeah, that'll be from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. So it is on Twitter. Did that come out from the university, Isaac?
Yes, that was their own X page, the Iowa Women's Basketball. So if you look up their account there, it was on there.
Aha, and now we have the release from the University of Iowa. The news conference will be tomorrow, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock tomorrow. That will be in Iowa City, the Feller Club Room at Carver Hawkeye Arena. No, I beg your pardon, Wednesday. Wednesday, May 15th at 1 o'clock will be the news conference. And Jan Jensen has been named the new head coach. She's been the assistant the last 20 years, the associate head coach the last 20 at Iowa. And she takes over for Lisa Bluer. Just to read a little bit verbatim here, quote is, "It is bittersweet news for all of us who love the University of Iowa and who have incredible admiration and respect for what Coach Bluer has accomplished and for how she did it. Lisa has left an indelible mark on this program, touched countless lives, and brought joy to all who know and love the Hawkeyes." Great job by both Lisa Bluer and Jan Jensen right there. As you can see, Mark, and we'll have more with Spencer on sports. He'll be all over this. Get your texts and comments in there as well. This, as Lisa put it in her letter of retirement, this was not a snap decision. This has been being put together probably since the end of the season, as she mentioned.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you think about all the games she's been involved in, 553 wins, and man, a lot can happen in a half an hour, Scott.
Yes, it can.
My goodness.
Well, there you go. Lisa Bluer out, Jan Jensen in, as far as the University of Iowa women's basketball program. I'm sure more on this coming up tomorrow with us, Todd, in the morning. Spencer will have more of the breaking situation coming up next between 4 and 6. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with